Well, good morning, members. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Daly, Dodd, DeRozzo, Galgiani, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Melendez, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Thank you so much, Madam Secretary. Madam Secretary has established a quorum. A quorum is present. Members, today we have Senators Glaser, Stern, and Umberg. Glaser, Stern, and Umberg participating remotely. We're going to welcome those senators to session. The senators will participate in discussion and debate, but will not be participating in the quorum call or the vote on measures. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, would all members and our guests be on the rail and in the gallery please rise? We'll be led in prayer this morning by Senator Jackson. After which, please remain standing. We're going to be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Bates. Senator Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. Adapted from Ted Loader's My Heart in My Mouth, please join me. Gracious God, we meet you in unexpected places. Traces of your grace are strewn all over our schedule-puckered lives. We ask to be stirred toward soul-satisfying results as we desire to serve you and neighbor, and even our enemy. Ease us into being good Samaritans to each other, to the outcast and rejected ones, and to those whose fear sometimes makes them obnoxious. Make us bold to call others to accountability, even as we model humility to the arrogant, mercy to the self-righteous, compassion to the indifferent. O God of many surprises, make us glad of heart for each day's opportunities to bring our imagination and creativity to the disturbances that threaten to discourage us. We will continue to believe in the impossible. Amen.
I'm ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Senator Jackson. Thank you, Senator Bates. Senators, we're now going to be moving on in our file today under privileges of the floor. There are none. Messages of the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the Assembly will be deemed read, reports of committees will be deemed read, and amendments adopted. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now moving on to motions, resolutions, and notices. Good morning. Senator Melendez, for what purpose do you rise?
Good morning, Mr. President. I rise to make a motion pursuant to Senate Rule 28 to withdraw SCR 93 from the Rules Committee and brought to the Senate floor, so that the Senate can have a full and vigorous debate about the merits of the governor's state of emergency order.
Thank you so much, Senator Melendez. Senator Jones, for what purpose do you rise?
I rise in support of the motion. The language contained in this resolution is very important dialogue that all of us on this floor should be considering and talking about. And I believe that our constituents are expecting us to do our job as legislators in interacting with the governor's office, and I ask for an aye vote.
Thank you so much. Senator Jones is asking for an aye vote. Mr. Majority Leader, for what purpose?
Mr. President, I, as a procedural matter, ask for a no vote in this matter.
Thank you so much. The Majority Leader is asking for a no vote. The Majority Leader is asking for a no vote. Senator Jones is asking for an aye vote on the withdrawal. Madam Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Allen? Archuleta?
No.
No. Atkins?
No.
No. Bates? Aye. Bell?
No.
No. Borges?
Aye.
Bradford?
No.
No. Caballero?
No.
Chang?
Aye.
Aye, Dally.
Aye,
Dodd. No, DeRozzo. No, Galgiani. No, Gonzalez. No, Grove.
Aye,
Hertzberg.
No,
Hill.
No,
Hueso.
No,
Hurtado. No, Jackson. No, Jones.
Aye,
Leyva. Leyva, no. McGuire.
No.
No, Melendez.
Aye,
Mitchell. No, Monning.
No,
Morlock.
Aye,
Morell.
Aye,
Nielsen.
Aye,
Pan.
No,
Portantino.
No,
Roth. No, Rubio. No,
Skinner.
Wieckowski. No, Wiener.
No,
Wilk.
Aye.
Madam Secretary, can you please call the absent members once?
Allen.
No.
Skinner.
Ayes 11, noes 25, the motion fails. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to recognize Senator Dolley. Senator Dolley, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Rule 28, I'm making a motion to withdraw AB 1384 from the Senate Judiciary Committee to the Senate floor so we can have a full Senate and vigorous debate about the merits of COVID liability protections for school districts across the state, and especially rural ones, to be able to reopen immediately. I urge an aye vote on this motion.
Thank you so much, Senator Dolley. We're going to recognize Senator Jones. Senator Jones, for what purpose?
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in support of the motion to withdraw the assembly bill by our good colleague, Assemblymember O'Donnell, who most of us recognize as one of our leading experts on education. This bill is important, and an important conversation for us to have on the floor. I ask for an aye vote on the motion to withdraw.
Senator Jones. Senator Jones is asking for an aye vote on the withdrawal. Mr. Majority Leader, for what purpose?
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Asking for a no vote procedural motion. Thank you very much.
Senators, let's recap. Senator Jones is asking for an aye vote. The Majority Leader is asking for a no vote on the motion. Madam Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Allen? Archuleta?
No.
No. Atkins?
No.
Bates? Aye. Bell?
No.
Borges?
Aye.
Bradford?
No.
Caballero?
No.
Chang?
Aye.
Dally?
Aye.
Dodd? No. DeRozzo?
No.
Galgiani?
No.
Gonzalez?
No.
Grove?
Aye,
Hertzberg.
No.
No, Hill.
No,
Hueso. Hurtado. No, Jackson. No, Jones.
Aye,
Leyva.
No,
McGuire. No, Melendez.
Aye,
Mitchell. No, Monning. No, Morlock.
Aye,
Morell.
Aye,
Nielsen.
Aye,
Pan.
No,
no Portantino.
No.
Portantino, no. Roth. No, Rubio. No, Skinner. Wieckowski.
No,
Wiener. No, Wilk.
Aye.
Madam Secretary, can you please call the absent members?
Allen. Allen. Allen.
No.
Hueso.
No.
Skinner.
Ayes 11. Noes 25. The motion to withdraw fails. Thank you, Senators. Members, we're now going to be moving on to the consideration of the daily file. Oh, thank you so much. Senator Dolley, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. At the appropriate time, I would like to be recognized to speak on condition of the file.
Thank you so much. We're going to come back to you, Senator Dahle, in that, and we'll work with you in regards to the appropriate time for condition of the file. Appreciate you rising for that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to be moving on to our second reading file. Madam Secretary, can you please read?
Assembly Bill 3070 with amendments, 3030 with amendments, 3214 with amendments, 70 with amendments, Assembly Bill 890 with amendments, and Assembly Bill 1710 with amendments.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, we're now going to be moving on to governor's appointments. We have three items that are going to be in front of us today. Senator Wilk will be prepared to present all three.
Thank you.
Mr. Wilk, if you could please move forward on item number seven.
Thank you, Mr. President, members. File item number seven is a confirmation of Thomas Epstein for reappointment and Felicia Escobar Carrillo and Dr. Elma Salazar for appointment to the California Community College's Board of Governors. Mr. Epstein is currently the board's chair. Prior to his retirement, he was vice president for public affairs at Blue Shields of California. Ms. Carrillo is the director of immigration for the Beacon Fund, and Dr. Salazar is the executive vice president of the Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce. They are approved by the Rules Committee on the 29th of July. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Wilk. Members, is there discussion or debate on the floor? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I rise in support of Mr. Epstein, who I worked with in Washington, D.C. long time ago, 77, I think, in the Carter administration, and watched him rise working in the county of Los Angeles and back in the Clinton administration years later. And he is just an extraordinary person, works extremely hard at this job. And I just want to stand tall for him and express my strong support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Leader. Members, final discussion or debate on the floor? Last call, discussion or debate on the floor? Hearing seeing none, Madam Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Bates?
Aye.
Aye. Bell?
Aye.
Aye. Borges?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero?
Aye.
Chang?
Aye.
Dally?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
DeRozzo?
Aye.
Galgiani?
Aye.
Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove?
Aye.
Hertzberg?
Aye.
Aye. Hill?
Aye.
Aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Aye. Hurtado?
Aye.
Jackson?
Aye.
Aye. Jones? Aye. Leyva?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Aye. Melendez?
Aye.
Mitchell?
Aye.
Monning?
Aye.
Morlock?
Aye.
Morrell?
Aye.
Nielsen?
Aye.
Pan?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Skinner? Wykowski?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Aye.
Ayes 36, no 0. The appointments are confirmed. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, we're now moving on to item number 8. Senator Wilk is prepared to present. Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Mr. President. File item number 8 is a confirmation of Deborah San Juan to the Board of Parole Hearings. Ms. San Juan is a licensed clinical social worker and spent 26 years at the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation as a parole agent and administrator. She also served as a licensed clinical social worker at the Sutter Solano Medical Center prior to this appointment. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Senators, is there discussion or debate on the floor? Final call, discussion or debate on the floor? Hearing seeing none, Madam Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Bates?
No.
Bell?
Aye.
Borges? Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero?
Aye.
Chang? Dally?
No.
Dodd?
Aye.
DeRozzo?
Aye.
Galgiani?
Aye.
Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove?
No.
Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Huesa.
Aye.
Aye. Hurtado.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Jones. No. Leyva. Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Melendez. No. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. No. Morrell. No. Nielsen. No. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Rubio. Aye. Skinner. Wieckowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk. Aye.
Ayes 26, noes 8. The appointment is confirmed. We're now going to be moving on to our final appointment in front of the Senate here today. Senator Wilk, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, for your consideration, it's file item number 9, which is the confirmation of Maria Gutierrez and Mary Thornton to the Board of Parole Hearings. Prior to this appointment, Ms. Gutierrez spent 28 years with the LA County Sheriff's Office. Ms. Thornton was a deputy district attorney and also served as deputy parole commissioner. Both appointees were approved by the Rules Committee on the 29th of July. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Senators, is there any discussion or debate on the floor? Final call, discussion or debate on the floor? Hearing seeing none, Madam Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Allen.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Bates.
Aye.
Bell.
Aye.
Borges. Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Chang. Daly.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
DeRozzo.
Aye.
Galgiani.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Leyva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Melendez.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Nielsen.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner. Wieckowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Ayes 34, no 0. The appointments are confirmed. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Thank you, Senator Wilk. We're now going to be moving on to committee announcements. We have three announcements. Let's start with judiciary. Senator Jackson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Upon completion of our session today, or our floor session today, and after cleaning of the facility, the Senate Committee on the Judiciary will be meeting.
Thank you so much, Senator Jackson. Let's talk banking. Senator Bradford.
Yes, upon adjournment of session, we will be conducting a banking and finance hearing today as well.
Thank you so much. Banking will be in 4203. Thank you so much. Let's recognize Senator Portantino on appropriations.
Yes, Mr. President and members, the Appropriations Committee will be meeting today at 1 o'clock in 4203.
Thank you so much. Appropriations in room 4203 at 1 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, if there's no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear. We're going to now recognize Senator Dolley on condition of the file. Senator Dolley, on condition of the file, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I'm hoping I'm going to do this properly. I did speak with the Senate folks about how to go about this. I just want to share what's happening in my district. As many of you know, school has opened, or would open in a normal scenario as of last week. And many of our school boards would open, but there's a liability problem with their schools. And so if you're a single parent with a child, and you could send your child to a school that could open with the proper social distancing and the like, that would allow you to be able to actually go to work. And so there are policies that are in the committees that would alleviate these problems. And there are many members of this House who are joint authors and co-authors of these policies. And I would just like to see those come more quickly so that these families can get back to a normal way of life. And we have about, 3 weeks left. And so if these policies aren't debated in the likes, there are going to be literally thousands of students and parents put in a situation that is very difficult. And so that's why I rise to share what's happening in my district, and I'm assuming those things are happening in yours as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Dolley. Madam Pro Tem, the desk is clear.
Mr. President, thank you very much, colleagues. Thank you for a long and productive work week. Our next floor session will be Monday, August 17th, 2020 at 2 p.m. Please have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday. I know that there's work to do tomorrow and a budget committee on Saturday, a hearing on Saturday. But have a wonderful weekend. Thank you. See you on Monday at 2 p.m.
Thank you so much, Madam Pro Tem. Senators, the Senate will be in recess until all legislative business is received at the desk. We're going to reconvene on Monday at 2 p.m. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next week.